B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start a new masechta, maseches ksubas. We're going to start on daf beis, the very first mishnah. Besula niseis le'yom haravi. A besula, a yet unmarried girl, known as a virgin. And the question is, when is the nisuin? Now, just we have to make a short introduction, and we have to remember this because it's very important, and it's a little bit different to the terms we're used to speaking. In today's culture, we know there's a concept called an engagement, and then there's the marriage. What happens at chasna, at the marriage? You come to the chuppah, and then the chosn gives the color ring, says hariat mukudeshesli, and then there's sheva brachas, and then they go into the cheder ichud, and that's the chasna. Now, that's the way it works today. But in truth, in the terms of chazal, it worked very differently. The act of giving the girl, the kala, a ring, that's called kiddushin. And we'll learn more about that in Maseches Kiddushin, how that works. And that was when a girl becomes an Eishes Ish. That's when she becomes married. Afterwards, there's another stage, which is called nisuin. And nisuin means that it's not only she's mekudeshes, which is, for all intents and purposes, married regarding most and many halachas, but there's another stage called nisuin, which is the chuppah. What exactly chuppah is, whether it's what we call the badekan, covering the color with a veil, or whether it's standing under the canopy, under the chuppah, or whether it's the cheder ichud, or we do all three, that's considered chuppah. And it's the stage two of the marriage process. What we call today engagement, actually in halachic terms, at least as far as marriage is concerned, has very little value, has no value actually. At the most, it's a commitment to get married, but it's not, the marriage hasn't started at all. So when we speak about kiddushin, and then we're actually talking about the stage of the start of the marriage, which is what we would call giving the chosn, giving the color the ring. That's one of the ways to be married and get married. That's kiddushin. And then there's nisuin. In the times of Chazal, there was 12 months, typically. We'll learn more about that later on in the Masechta, but there were 12 months between the kiddushin and the nisuin. Before the kiddushin, there was nothing binding. We'll leave it in those terms for now. We're going to learn more about it a little bit later. There's a concept of shidduchim, but that's not for now. There was the kiddushin. Exactly 12 months later, if it was a besula, the first time they're getting married, the first time they're in marriage, then 12 months later, they would get married. So the question is, that second stage, the nisuin, when marrying a besula, what day of the week should they get married? And nowadays, this doesn't apply for different reasons the Rishonim are going to discuss here, but we're going to learn the Gemara at face value and try and have a clear understanding of the Mishnah and the Gemara according to Rashi. Besula nisis l'yom haravi. We'll soon see why, but a besula who gets married, the nisuin stage, has to be done and should be done on yom haravi, on a Wednesday. That means the nisuin itself would be done, that means the chuppah, let's call it the chuppah, the nisuin would be on Wednesday day, and then that would be the nisuin. V'almona. However, in the case of an almona, l'yema chamishi, it would be advisable and preferable that they get married on a Thursday. Why? Why should a basula get married on a Wednesday especially? Shepamayim b'shabbos boti dinin yoishvin ba'yoris. Because in the cities, the Beis Din would sit twice a week. B'yom ha'sheni u'b'yom ha'chamishi, on Mondays and Thursdays. And she'im hoyo lo tainus basulim. Because typically, when after the chuppah, after doing nisuin at night, there's a mitzvah of the bi'ur rishayna. It's a mitzvah of having relations. Now, typically, when marrying a basula, whilst having relations, there would be two signs. There would be a certain tightness. There would be some staining, some blood staining, and that would mean that she's never actually had relations with anyone before, and that's called that there is a besulim there. What happens if he gets married and there's no besulim, which either he doesn't see any blood or there's no tightness there, whatever the case may be, we're going to learn more about that later, then he would have a case and say, just a minute, you've been married for a whole year. You actually became an Eishes Ish. You became my wife a year ago. It's true the Nisuin is only now, but you got the ring, so to speak, or the Kiddushin, however it was done, a year ago. And if you had relations with anybody after that, that's called Znus, as an Eishes Ish, you Chayev Misa. Not only Chayev Misa, if there was no Edim, no Hasra, maybe it won't be Chayev Misa. But it's clear that it's going to be Osir to be married, as a Halacha, Osir Leboil, Osir Lebal. That she's not allowed to stay married to her husband, and she has to take a divorce from him if she did znus. So if he comes and on the night of the nisuin and realizes that she's not a basula anymore, and she's had relations with somebody, or maybe had relations with somebody, and maybe she's done znus, in which case he's not allowed to keep her as a wife, Beis Din would have to deal with that. And in order that he shouldn't have time to calm down and say, we just won't take it seriously. But the night of the Nisuin, when he's going to realize that she's not a Basula and going to get annoyed, he's going to get angry and agitated that she had done Znus, then immediately the next morning, Hoyamashkim le Beis Din, he would come and go straight away to the Beis Din and let Beis Din verify what the next step should be. So in order that he shouldn't have time between the sitting of the Beis Din and the time where the night before he realized that she wasn't a Basula, the Chachomim made a takona, they decreed, they instated that when marrying a Basula, they should get married the night, that means the chuppah should be, the nisuin should be the day before the Beis Din sit, in order that the relations that they have will be the night before, in order that immediately the next morning, should the necessity arise, he'll be able to come straight away to Beis Din. Obviously an almona who's been married before, all this wouldn't apply because there will not be any basulim there. The basulim are only there until the first time she has relations. And therefore, in the case of almona, the concept of doing the chuppah the day before Beis Din sit doesn't apply. And for different reasons, the Mishnah encourages and suggests that an almona should get married on a Thursday, and the Gemara is going to discuss that. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yosef said in the name of Shmuel, Mipneima Omru Basula Nisus L'Yem HaRavi. This is a big question we're asking here, because the Mishnah says, you marry a Basula on a Wednesday, in order that Wednesday night he'll realize if there's Basulim or not, and then if there isn't, on Thursday he'll go to the Beis Din. But then, and the Mishnah says, because Beis Din sit on a Monday and a Thursday. So why is the Mishnah say you have to get married on a Wednesday? Why can you not get married on a Sunday? For the same reason. Get married on Sunday. The chuppah will be on Sunday. Sunday night he'll realize if she has Basulim, and if not, then he'll come to Beis Din on Monday. So why did the Mishnah choose to open up the Mishnah by saying Basulim Nisus L'Yom HaRavi and not B'Yom HaRishon, not on Sunday? Says the Gemara, Lufi, this is Rav Yosef saying this in the name of Shmuel, Lufi Sheshoninu, because we learnt in a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah later on Daf Nun Zayin, the Mishnah there discusses that when discussing a Basula, there's 12 months between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. What happens if the last day, now the 12 months is over, exactly 12 months ago, they did the Kiddushin. Today they have to do the Nisuin. And for whatever reason, we'll soon discuss the reasons, but for some reason, the husband says, I don't want to marry her today, I'll marry her next week, next month. He delays the Nisuin. So says the Mishnah, Higi azman v'loy nisu, that if the time, the 12 months are over, from when they committed themselves to do the Nisuin, to get married, and they didn't get married, then at that point, he's already committed and is required to feed her, to pay for her stay, for her food. In the case that she is a Bas Yisrael, they don't eat, her father doesn't eat truma because only a kohen eats truma. But if her chosn, her husband, is a kohen, then she can eat truma. Now the truth is that from the Kiddushin already, according to the letter of the law, from Kiddushin already, she's considered married to him and she's already allowed to eat truma. But for different reasons, we're not going to discuss now, the Chachomim said, no. Since she's still living at home in her father's house, and there they don't eat truma, it's safer if she doesn't eat truma. But the day that this 12 months is over, and they're supposed to be married now, supposed to terminate the process of getting married and finish the process of getting married and become fully married, from that day on, the husband has to feed her and she's allowed to eat truma. Shmuel says that Yochel, that's the Mishnah. So Shmuel adds on, so what will be now if on the 12 months are over on a Sunday? So Yochel igi azman be'echad b'Shabbos. 12 months are over on a Sunday. Are we going to say the same thing? Sunday's arrived. and you have to start feeding her, and you have to pay for her food, and she can eat truma, or you're going to say no? Because there's a takonas chachomim, the Mishnah said that you can't get married, you shouldn't get married till Wednesday. So it's not his fault. Why should he have to pay for it? So I would have thought hikiyazman be'echod b'Shabbos. Now if the 12 months are over, yehi ma'ale lo mazoinus, he has to give her her food. Since the year is over, as the Mishnah said on Daf Nun Zayin, that at the end of the year, he has to pay. Lo kach sheninu, that's why the Mishnah is coming to impress on us. No. B'sura nisus l'yei maravi, to teach us that till Wednesday, he cannot get married to her. Because the Chachomim said they should get married only on Wednesday, not on Sunday. And therefore, if the 12 months are over on Sunday, it's not his fault. And therefore, he does not have to pay for her food until Wednesday. Wednesday comes, he'll do the nisuin. If he doesn't do the nisuin, indeed he's going to have to pay for the... He's going to have to be oichleis mishaloi and oichleis bitruma. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef now commented. First, Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that the reason that the Mishnah says that you get married on Thursday and not on Sunday is to impress on us that if the 12 months are over on Sunday, then he doesn't need to pay her for her food till Wednesday, because till Wednesday he can't get married, which is a bit of a big challenge because we haven't answered the question. We asked a question, why Thursday, why Wednesday and not Sunday? And we didn't give an answer. All we said that the ramifications of that is to do with the next Mishnah. But how can the next Mishnah be a reasoning for why the Mishnah says Basula Nisus Li Maravi? The Mishnah later just says when the 12 months are over, it's Oichlis Mishaloi. Shmuel added on that if the end of the 12 months is Sunday, then you don't need to be Oichlis Mishaloi. He doesn't need to feed her because he cannot get married till Wednesday. But we haven't answered the question. And that's what Rav Yosef is going to ask now. Morei de Avram, in the name of Hashem, the master of Avram Avinu, Toli Tanya, Bidoloi Tanya, you're trying to depend an explicit braisa, or an explicit source, on a non-explicit source? Asks the Gemara to Rav Yosef, I don't understand. Hai Tanya, v'hai loi Tanya. Which is explicit, which is not explicit? Ha Tanya v'ha Tanya. Our Mishnah is explicit, and the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin is explicit. What do you mean? Toli Tanya b'deloi Tanya. Says the Reisiv, now I'll tell you what I meant. Elo toli Tanya de mefarish taima b'detanya deloi mefarish taima. Says our Mishnah explains the reason. The reason that you get married on a Wednesday is because Beis Din sit on Mondays and Thursdays, as we explained before. And we had a question, so why then do you have to get married on a Wednesday and not on a Sunday? And you're saying it's because of a Mishnah that tells us that when the 12 months are over, it's oichleis mishaloi, and it doesn't say there anything about Sunday, Wednesday. There's nothing explicit there about all this. So how have you answered the question? Eloi itmar, hochi itmar. Rav Yosef says no. If anything, this is what Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said as follows. Indeed, there's a question. Mipnei ma omru besula nisus lei mervi. Why does the Mishnah say that a besula gets married on Wednesdays? She'em hoyo lo tainus besulim, hoyo mashkim lebezdin. Like it says at the end of the Mishnah, that if he has a tainus besulim, if he has a claim that there were no besulim, and he's got reason to believe that she did znus, she had relations with somebody after he did kiddushin, whilst she was an Eishes Ish, before the nisuin, he'll come to Beis Din. And then the Gemara, and then Rav Yosef, in the name of Rav Yehuda Mashmul, asks, V'tinose be'echod b'Shabbos. For the same token, she can get married on Sunday, because the Beis Din not only sit on Thursday, they also sit on Monday. Shem hoye lo tainis besulim. So if he's got a claim about the besulim, hoye mashkim le Beis Din, he can come on Monday to the Beis Din. So why does the Mishnah say that besulim nisus liyei maravi? And for that, Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, is a new halacha called Shoktu. And it seems that Shmuel is the one who's, so to speak, introducing this concept. But we're going to see later on in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it's actually a Braisa. But for now, Shmuel said that the reason the Mishnah says Basula Nisus Leim Aravi and not on Yom Rishon, not on Sunday, is because Shoktu Chachomim Al Takonas Bnei Yisrael, the Chachomim instated that a person, a Chosn, should diligently invest in the festivities of the marriage, of the chasna, shehi toirech besuda, he should go out of his way and prepare the meal shloisha yomim for at least 3 days. Echot b'Shabbos, v'sheini b'Shabbos, v'shlishi b'Shabbos. Back in the day, they didn't have fridges and freezers and preservatives and everything we have today. There, you couldn't prepare a week in advance for a meal because you'd shecht the chicken, you'd shecht the cow, and it would go off. So after Shabbos they would prepare. They would prepare the foods Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Ubiravi, and on Wednesday, Koinso, he can have the chuppah and make the chasna. And says the Gemara, Va'achshov sheshaninu shoktu. So we're not now depending our Mishnah and explaining our Mishnah consequent and based on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin as we thought before. No. Now that we've explained that the reason our Mishnah says Besulin Nisus Leimaravi is because of Shoktu, now we can add on and explain the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. The Oiso Sheshaninu, this that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, Higi Azman V'loi Nisu, that if the 12 months are over and they didn't have the Nisuin, Oichlis Mishalei V'oichlis Betruma, that's what it says in the Mishnah there. So now the Gemara says, now that we've understood in our Mishnah that there's a Gezeira, a Takona, that Basula Nisus Liyei Maravi, if he gives man be'echod b'Shabbos, if the 12 months are over on a Sunday, mitoich she'in yochel lichnois, because according to the Takonas Chachomim, he cannot do Nisuin because Nisuin is done only on Wednesday. Einei male lo mezoinus. He's not required to give her her mezoinus and her food until he's actually required to marry her. And even though 12 months is the deadline, but it's 12 months plus waiting for a Wednesday. That's what Shmuel said. Lefikach. Now Rav Yosef adds on the lefikach. Therefore, if what we just saw now in the name of Shmuel, that if there's an oinus, even though the year is over, if it's something out of his control, for example, it's not yet Wednesday, and there's a takonas hachomim that says you cannot do nisuin now, and that's called an oinus. And since he's an oinus, it's not in his hands. Therefore, he doesn't need to give her the mazoinus yet. What will be with other types of oinsim? And we're going to mention three types of oinsim. Number one, cholo hu. What happens if he became sick? Oi, or a different oinus. The reason he can't marry her even on a Wednesday. But not that he's sick. Chol sohi. She became sick. And they cannot do the chuppah now. They can't do the nisuin. Oi, a third case, shapir sonido. If she's a nida, then they can't do the chuppah. We'll learn more about that later on. But it will be a chuppas nida. She cannot get married because she's tummy. And a woman that is tummy is not allowed to have any relations with her husband. They cannot do a chuppah. And therefore, in these three cases, where it's three different types of oinus on Wednesdays, says Rav Yosef, Einu ma'alilom mezoinus. Since it's an oinus, it's not his fault, he does not need to give her mezoinus until he's actually able to do the nisuin. And if he chooses not to do the nisuin, it's his fault. Why are you not doing the nisuin? You committed yourself to do the nisuin. If you don't do the nisuin, you have to start paying for her mezoinus. So that is what Rav Yosef said. There's another version that doesn't make it so straightforward. It's not as if Rav Yosef made a statement that in the same way as if there's a takonas chachomim that he can't get married till Wednesday, then he doesn't need to give her mezoinus. So too, any other oinus. No, it's actually a question. They asked a question. We understand from, Rav Yosef says, we understand from Shmuel that if it's a takonas chachomim that doesn't allow him to get married from the Sunday when the 12 months is over until the Wednesday, that he doesn't need to give her the mezoinus in the meantime. Okay, that's because it was a takonas chachomim. It was not in his hands. It had nothing to do with him. The chachomim insisted he doesn't get married yet. What happens if cholohu? What happens if he became sick? And therefore he cannot do the nisuin. Do we say he's an oinus and he doesn't need to give her mezoinus? Or do we say, no, since it is happening to you, and it's because of you, so to speak, that you're not getting married, because you're sick, that doesn't exempt you from paying her mezoinus. Mao, what's the halacha? Do we say, hosom, over there in the case of the takonas chachomim, time and mai, what's the reason that he doesn't need to give her the mezoinus? Mishum de onis, because he's oinus. Because of the takonas chachomim, hochanami ha'onus. He also, he's sick, he's onus, he should be exempt. That would be one way of looking at it. Oidilma, or possibly no. Hosom onus, why over there, in the case that Shmuel was discussing, he was onus, but takantad et kinule rabbonon. There was a takonas chachomim. The chachomim say you're not allowed to get married till Wednesday. Okay, he can't get married. He doesn't need to give him a zonus yet. Hochaloi, but over here, he's sick, but there was no takonas chachomim that didn't let him get married, and therefore possibly he is required to give her mezoinus. V'imtim tzoloima, if you're going to suggest that cholohu, that since he's the one that became sick, ma'lilo mezoinus, we say at the end of the day it's because of you that you're not getting married, you're sick, so you have to give her mezoinus. What happens then if chol sohi? That means even if is male lo mezoinus. If he's sick, if she is sick, what's the halacha? Mahu motzi omar lo. He can say to her, I'm ready to get married. I'm standing here, I'm ready. And if you can't get married, that's your fault. Why should I pay mezoinus? Oy dilmo, maybe no. Motzi omra lo, maybe she can say to him, it looks like it's all about me. I'm sick, it's about me. But no, because I'm your wife. And if I'm your wife, so to speak, I'm like compared to your, it's your possession. It's like your field that got flooded. Something happened. Hashem flooded your field. Something went wrong with you, with one of your possessions. Well, that's your bad mazel, more in as much or more than it's mine. And therefore, she can say, this is your bad fortune, but it's happening to you because it's your wife that now can't get married and can't do the nisuin. And since it's about you, you should pay the mezoinus. V'imtim tzoloiman, if you're going to say that omro lei, that she can indeed say nistachvo sodehu, that if I, your wife, became sick, it's like your field and it's about you that I became sick, and therefore you have to give me mezoinus. What's going to be if pirasonido, if she became tomei, can she also say it's be your bad luck, it's because of you that I became tomei? Mahu, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, b'shas vesta. We know that every woman has a cycle, at a certain time in the month usually, that she becomes Tommy. So if she became Tommy at the time where she usually becomes Tommy, there's no discussion. You can't say that it's his bad luck that she became Tommy now. It's nothing to do with him. She's always become Tommy at this time of the month, and this is to do with her monthly cycle and nothing to do with him. So then she certainly cannot claim it's your problem. The question is, what happens if she suddenly became Tommy, not at the regular time that she normally becomes Tommy? My, what's the halacha? Do we say, kiven de loy b'shas vestohi, since it's not at the time that she normally becomes Tommy, motzi omrele, she can say to him, nistachvo sodeyu, it's about you and it's your bad luck, and therefore you should give them a zaynes. Oy dilmo, maybe no. Kiven de ikka inoshi de komashanya vestayu, since there are women that change their time in the month where they become Tommy, so it's sort of a regular phenomenon. But Kashas Vesta Domi is similar to Kashas Vesta, and she cannot say Nistach Fosadeyu, it's your fault, and therefore maybe he'll be exempt from giving her the mezoinus. So that was, according to this version, that was Rav Yosef's questions. Poshet Rav Achoy, there's this discussion here in the Rishonim who this Rav Achoy was, but it was probably an Amora. Poshet Rav Achoy, as follows. Higiyazman v'loy nis'u. That's what it says in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. The Loshon is, the term used is higiyazman, if the time came, v'loy nis'u. We'll soon see, what's the word nis'u mean? It means that, definitely also means that she wasn't ready to get married to him. So if the time came, v'loy nis'u, and she, it was because of her that she couldn't get married to him, then, oichlois mishaloi, v'oichlois betruma. Even then, she can be oichlus mishaloi, he has to give her the food, and she can eat truma. So the Rav Achoy says, if you take note in the Mishnah, it doesn't say loy nos'u, which means if he didn't marry her, as if it's because of him, then and only then he has to give her mezoinus. Loy k'toni, that's not what it says in the Mishnah. Elo loy nis'u, even if it's because of her that they cannot get married, even there, oichlus mishaloi, he still has to give her her food and she can eat truma. But the question is, let's try and understand this. It says loy nisu, that she, it's because of her that she didn't get married to him, and he has to give her oichlus mishaloi. Hey chadomi, what are we talking about? Idakom akvon inhi, if it was just, you know, she just says, I don't want to get married without a good reason, without an oinus. Am I oichlis mishaloi v'oichlis betruma? There would be no logic in that to say that he has to give her mezoinus. He can say, I'm here. So if there's a problem with her and she's onus, we can discuss that. But if it's not an oinus, why should he have to pay? Elolav d'isnis. It must be that it's because she's an oinus. She's unable to get married. Kihai governor, in such a case, where it's an oinus, and the oinus is because of her. How do we know it's because of her? Because it says loy nis'o. It doesn't say loy nos'u. So Rav Achoy makes it very clear that when it says in the Mishnah that if the 12 months is over and he doesn't get married. So we know that if it's a takonas chachomim, Shmuel said before, if it's on a Sunday and he cannot get married till Wednesday, he doesn't need to give her food. But any other type of oinus, even if it's an oinus that happened to her, he has to give her the food. That is the opinion of Rav Achoy. Omar Ravashi. Ravashi is going to argue the Rachoy. He's going to say no. La'olam ein melacha. I could suggest to you that kol oinus lo ochra. It doesn't matter what the oinus is. If it's takonas chachamim, if he is sick, if she is sick, if she became a nida, it doesn't matter. If it's oinus, then lo ochra. As long as it's not his fault and that he can prevent it, then he does not need to give her the mazonus. And you're going to say when the Mishnah says that igiyaz man v'lo nisu, that oichlois mishaloi, what does it mean? Or deka'a ma'ak v'inhu. It means that when does the Mishnah say he has to pay? That's only when he chooses. He's not even an oinus. When he chooses not to get married. If he chooses not to get married, then there's no reason in the world. If you can get married, the chachamim are not stopping you. There's no situation that's making you unable to get married. Then, and you're choosing not to get married, then you have to give her the mazonus. You can ask me a question. If it's all to do with his negligence that he's not getting married, why does it say nisu? Why doesn't it say nosu? Says Ravashi, you're right. Ubedin hudi boili lemisna loy nosu. It should have said loy nosu. But why did the Tana Reisha bedid he? Since the first part of the Mishnah is addressing her, because the first part of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, it says there that some that noisnim lebesula, we give a besula 12 months to prepare for the nisuin. Ula almona, and to a widow, we give her 30 days. We're talking about how much time we give them to prepare themselves. So we're talking about them, the women. So the Toninami Sefer, the Mishnah continues and says, if the time arrives and these women don't get married, then he has to give them the food. But obviously it's not talking about, or according to Ravashi, it's not talking about that it was up to them not to get married, it was up to him. Only if he chose not to get married, then he has to pay them the mazonus. But if it wasn't up to him, he does not need to give them any mazonus. Continues the Gemara. What did we just see? We saw in the Mishnah that Besula Nisus Liyem Haravi, there's a Takonas Hachomim that a Besula gets married on Wednesdays. Said Shmuel on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that therefore, if the date of the time where they should have done the Nisuin 12 months after the Kiddushin is on a Sunday, they do not get married and he does not need to give them the Mazonus because he's onus. He's just unable. The Chachomim don't let him get married. Why should he have to pay? So that means in the concept of Kiddushin, in Nisuin, the concept of Oinus applies and Oinus serves as an exemption. Omarova. And we're going to have two versions of this. One over here and one on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which we're going to learn in the next Daf. So let's learn the first version of Rova. Omarova. Ul'inyan Gittin Einoi Kein. You should know that in the concept of Gittin, a bill of divorce, in the whole concept of Gittin, etnai. I'm sorry, Oinus. The concept of Oinus doesn't apply. It means we'll soon see what the cases are. We're going to have 3-4 cases, but in the case where the divorce is conditioned to something, and that something happened or didn't happen because of an oinus, so there oinus is not an excuse. By kiddushin, it serves as an excuse that if he's an oinus and cannot do nisuin, he doesn't need to give her the food. By gittin, even if he's an oinus, it's as if he wasn't an oinus. Alma says the Gemara we see from here, Kasova Rova, in Oinus begitten. There's no claim, there's no exemption of Oinus by Gittin. Minor Leila Rova Ha. Rova's an Amira. You saw this in a Mishnah someplace. Do you have a source for this? Where would you find such a thing that Oinus doesn't apply by get? The Gemara is going to give a few suggestions. The first one, Ilema Mehoditnan. Are you going to suggest that it's from a Mishnah? We're going to see later in the Mishnah. Harei ze gitoch. If somebody says to his wife, here's the get. Im loy bosi mikan v'ashnei mosar chodesh. If I don't come back within 12 months, then the divorce is a valid divorce. So he made a condition. If I don't come back in 12 months, if I come back in 12 months, this is not a divorce. If I don't come back, it's a divorce. What happened? Umeis besoich shnei mosar chodesh. He actually died with it before the 12 months are over. Then the aloch is Einoi Get. She's not considered divorced. She's considered a widow. And there's halachas, for example, if they didn't have any children, and her deceased husband had a brother, you have to do Yibum. We learned about that in Maseches Yevamos. She has to do Yibum. If she's divorced, a divorced woman doesn't do Yibum. Then Eino Yiget. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Mace, only because he died within the 12 months, who de Eino Yiget? That's why. That means the reason he didn't come back was within the end of the 12 months, within the 12 months, is because he died. That's why the get is not valid. However, if a different oinus happened, if the reason that he didn't come back is not because he died, but because he was sick, which is also an oinus, but it's not misa, we can deduce from the Mishnah, hareze get, it is a get. That means we see clearly, even though he's got a good excuse, he was unable to come back within 12 months, he became sick. Nonetheless, it's a get. If it's a get, why, if he died, is it not a get? That would be something else. The reason that it's not a get is because when is the get going to be valid? When the 12 months is over. Once the 12 months is over, he's dead. Dead people can't give a divorce. If he's alive and he's just not here, he made a condition. If I don't come back, then when the 12 months are over, it's as if I'm giving you a divorce then, and that's it. But over here, he's dead. You can't give a divorce. So what do we see from here? It's only because he's dead at the end of 12 months that a divorce cannot work then. But if there's any other excuse, a good excuse in oinus, the get will be a valid get. So you see that there's no claim of oinus by gittin. That's the first suggestion. Maybe this was the source for Rava. Says the Gemara, no. V'dilma may be la'olam eimelecha chola nami einu get. It could be that the Mishnah agrees that even if it's the reason that he didn't come back is not because he died. Even if the reason he didn't come back is because he's sick, a different oinus, the get will not be a valid get because there is a claim of oinus. He can say, it's not my fault, I was unable to come back, I was sick. And since it's an oinus, there is a claim of oinus, not like Rava suggested. So then if so, how do we explain the Mishnah? Why didn't the Mishnah tell us that if he became sick within the 12 months and that's why he didn't come back, then the get is not a valid get because he's onus. And then it'll be self-understood that if he died, there's no bigger onus than that. Of course, the get is not going to be a valid get. Why does the Mishnah speak about death if it could have spoken about sickness? The answer is, v'hi gufa komashmalon, de'en get la'achamisa. The Mishnah is coming to teach us this concept that there is no concept of get after he died. From the very fact that the Mishnah could have said chola and didn't say chola and said misa is in order to tell us that there is no concept of get after a person dies. So in the case of a condition of a tnai, we said oinus is enough to say. Since it was an oinus that you didn't come back, the get is not valid. But what happens if it's not an oinus? What happens if a person says, here, I'm not making any conditions. Not that it's not an oinus. I'm not making any conditions. Here's a get. 10 minutes after I die, it should become valid. Is it a valid get? Is she called divorced or is she just called a widow? The difference will be in the halachas. Is she a grusha? Can she marry a kohen? What's with Yibum? So how do we know that there's no concept of a divorce after the husband dies? That's what the Mishnah is coming to impress on us. The Mishnah is using a type of an oinus called misa and not an oinus called chola, not because chola is oinus and oinus doesn't work and oinus is not valid, is not considered a valid claim by gittin. Of course it's a valid claim, but in order to impress on us that there is no concept of get after misa. And therefore, you have no proof from the Mishnah that an oinus like chola will not be a valid claim, not like Rava. Says the Gemara, no. If the Mishnah mentions Misa, it's in order to impress on us that only because of Misa. That's why the get is not a valid get. But if it would be chola, it would be a valid get. Why? Because there's no claim of onus by gittin, like Rava said. You're going to ask me a question, maybe the Mishnah is just coming to impress on us that there's no concept of get after Misa. Ein get la'acha Misa. I don't need to learn that from this part of the Mishnah. Hotono le'reisha. It already says earlier on in the Mishnah, hareze gitoch im meisi, that if somebody says to his wife, here's the get after I die, hareze gitoch mechoili zeh, here's your get, which will be valid once I'm finished being sick, which means after he dies, or hareze gitoch la'achar Misa, then it's considered as a get after he dies. Lo yomar klum, It's as if he didn't say anything. Because in these cases, when does he want the get to be valid? After he dies. And the Mishnah makes it clear, lo omar klum, that there's no concept of get after Misa. So since we already know there's no concept of death after Misa from the beginning of the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah continue and give an example that if he dies within 12 months and therefore he couldn't come back, then the get is not valid? You're trying to impress on us there's no get la'achar Misa, we already know that. So it must be, it's coming to impress on us that only because he died, that's why it's not a get. But if the reason he didn't come back is because he was sick, it would be a get. That would be proof to Rava, that in Gittin, there's no claim of oinus. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma, it could be that the reason that the Mishnah chose to speak about Misa, not about Choyli, indeed not to tell us ein get la'achar Misa, because we know that from the beginning of the Mishnah, but it's lafuke midrabu yisenu, because there are some who hold that even if a person says that here's a get, if I don't come back in 12 months, and he dies in the middle, the get will be valid. How can it be? So the time the 12 months are over, then he's already dead. And we know that you cannot give a get after he's dead. No. Because there are some Rabbi Yisenu, there are some Chachomim who held, the Tanya Rabbi Yisenu itziruha lena leinase. The Chachomim said, in such a case, the get is a valid get, and if even though he had no children, she can get married to anyone. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. She's allowed to get married, she's called divorced. The get was valid. We have to understand why. We'll soon see. Vamrinon. And we said, Man Rabbi Seinu, who are these Rabbi Seinu who hold that in this case the get will be valid, even though he died before the 12 months are over? Omer Yehuda Mashmuel, Beidina de Shoru Mishcha. This is the Beis Din that they permitted the oil of the Goyim. And these are sugyas and other in Masech Avodah Zarah, we're not going to go into now, but it was that Beis Din. Savri Loka Rav Yosi, and they held like Rav Yosi. Because Rabbi Yosi held the Omar Zmanu Shel Shtar Mechiacholov. What does it say in the Shtar? What does it say in the Get? Today the date is Aleph Nisan. If I don't come back within 12 months, then this is your Get. When is the Get valid? So if the Get would be valid in Aleph Nisan next year, and then we would understand if he dies before then, the get cannot be valid. Then we would understand if the get is only going to be valid next year. But if the get's only valid next year, why do you have today's date written on it, Aleph Nisan? Why don't you just write in the get, if I don't come back before Aleph Nisan of next year, then this is the get. Why do you put today's date, the date that you're writing the get? Obviously, you're trying to impress on us and to say that if I don't come back within 12 months, then I want the get retroactively to be valid from the date it was written. And the date it was written, this person was still alive. And since he was still alive, he didn't come back within 12 months, so he died. Okay, he died. It's like any other oinus. It's like any other oinus. And there's no claim of oinus. And there's no problem of the get being chal after he died, because it's when is the get going to be valid retroactively when he gave the get. So according to Rabbi Yosi, according to these Chachomim, this Beis Din, the get will be valid. So that's why our Mishnah comes to tell us explicitly that if he says that the get should be valid, even though there's a date of today's date, and he says, if I don't come back within 12 months, the get will be valid. The Mishnah says the get is not valid, to tell us that the fact that the date is written on it is not enough of a reason to say that the get is valid retroactively. And in the case of Misa, in this case, the get will not be valid. It's just to impress on us that we do not hold that the date is a determining factor. But you would not be able to learn from the fact that it mentions this, that it mentions Misa, you would not be able to learn that in the case of Chola, in the case when he became sick, that there's no claim of oinus. Maybe there is a claim of oinus. And therefore, there's no proof to what Rava said. Ve'elom miseifa. Another suggested source for Rava would be from later on in the Mishnah. It says that if he says me'achshov, that the get is from now, im lo ybasi mikan madyud beis chodesh, if I don't come by the end of the 12 months, and then umeis b'soich shnei mosa chodesh, indeed he didn't come after 12 months because he died. Harei ze get. The get is valid. Why? Because he added in the words me'achshov. Before we were talking about where there's just a date written on the get, is that enough of a reason to say that he meant me'achshov? We said only Rabbi Yosi holds that way, but our Mishnah doesn't. Our Mishnahs don't. But over here where he says explicitly me'achshov, from now it's a get, if I don't come back, then and he dies, then it's harei ze get, it's a valid get. V'hu adin,
mace, v'huadin l'cholo. This is if he dies, and the same would be true if the reason he doesn't come back is for another case which is not in his hands, not only death, but even if he's sick. So we see that any type of oinus, if the reason he didn't come back is for a fault not of his, the get is a good get. So you see that there's no claim of onus, there's no claim, it wasn't my fault, I was unable to come back. Like Rava said, that by gittin there's no claim of oinus. Says the Gemara, no. That's not a source for Rava either. Dilma meis dafka. Maybe if it was cholo, if he became sick, and that's why he didn't come back, the get would not be valid because he was onus. Over there, the reason the get is valid, me'achshov, is only because he died. Why? Because we take it for granted that what he meant was that if I come back, I'll be happy to stay married if I come back within 12 months. And if I die, I'll be happy for you to be divorced because I don't want you to be a widow. Because if you're a widow, and in the case that he didn't have children, she'll have to go do yibum and or chalitza, and he doesn't want to put her through that. So there we have every reason to believe that he actually wanted the get to be valid from before in order that she should be divorced. So she should not fall to the hands of his brother to have to do yibum or chalitza. But maybe any other type of onus, for example, if he became sick, of course he wants to keep the claim of onus and say, I didn't want the get, I wanted to come back, it wasn't in my hands. I don't want you to be divorced, I want to stay married. And in that case, maybe his claim will be valid. Not like Rava says that there's no claim of onus. Elo says the Gemara, the third suggestion, mihot. We learn out from elsewhere. What happens if somebody says that if I don't come back within 30 days, here's the divorce. And also, at the end of 30 days, he actually does come back. And he's just on the outskirts of the city. And there's a river crossing, a bridge that's stopping him enter the city. Omalu, and he's shouting to them, Chazuda, so you see I'm here, see I've come back. Chazuda, so you can see I'm here. I just can't get over the river. I'm waiting for a boat. I'm waiting for the bridge. I can't come. Omar Shmuel said, Lav Shmei Masya. He hasn't arrived. He's not in the city. And the get is a valid get. So I don't understand. He's saying, Oinus, what can I do? So you see clearly, like Rava, there's no claim of Onus. Says the Gemara, it's also no proof. Over there, everybody knows there's a river on the outskirts of the town. Why didn't you explicitly say that if I get to that river by the end of 30 days, then the get will not be valid? You knew that it could happen. You wouldn't be able to cross the bridge. You wouldn't be able to cross the river. So why didn't you may say explicitly? Dilma oinsa de shchiach, such a type of oinus, which is very common, shani is different. Kivin di boi lele snuye. You should have said explicitly that if the reason I don't come back is because of the river, that it's considered as if I'm back. V'loi asni, and he didn't make such a condition, iud afsida nafshei, then he's responsible for the fact that the divorce is going to be valid. But any other type of unexpected type of oinus, there, indeed, his claim will be a claim, not like Rava. So we've tried three sources and cannot find a source for Rava that says that the claim that we know in the whole Torah that oinus exempts a person shouldn't apply by gittin. Elo says the Gemara, Rava svara d'nafshei k'omar. It was something logical. Rava says it makes sense to me that we should not allow a person that when it comes to gittin, that he should say, I made a condition, and even though I didn't fulfill the condition, I don't want the get to be valid because of onus. No, I have a reason to say that that shouldn't be true. Svara d'nafshei k'omar. Why? Mishum tznuois or mishum prutzois. Because of those who are modest, the very modest and tznua women, and the prutzois, the more immodest ones, the more brazen ones, because of them. Mishum tznuois. Why the tznuois, those who are particularly modest and careful in these halachas of Kedusha, why because of them should we not allow oinus to be valid? The omrus loy lahave get, because if we say that if he says, here's your get, if I don't come back by a certain date, and he didn't come back, and what are we going to say? He was an onus. If you say onus applies, that means the get is not valid, it's not his fault. And if the get doesn't apply, she's an eishes ish, she cannot get married. Zimnin, there'll be some cases deloy onus, that really it was not an oinus. And since it wasn't an oinus, the get was valid. And these very modest women are going to say, Vesavra de Onis, they're going to say, maybe it was an Onis, the reason he didn't come back. And if he was an Onis, then the get is not valid. And then I'm Eishes Ish. And if I'm Eishes Ish, I can't get married to anyone else. So then I'm not divorced. Or Miagna Vyasva, and she'll just be sitting her whole life as an Aguna, being stuck and not being able to get married. And therefore we said, if we're going to allow Onos to be a claim, these very particular women, the Tznuais, are going to say, maybe it was Onos, and they're going to be stuck. And therefore we say, Onos is never an excuse. That's as far as the modest ones. Umishum Prutzois, what about the immodest women? That they also are a reason that we do not accept the claim of Onos. Di Omris, lo ilahav a gitin, lo ilahav a gita. Because if we're going to say that it was an Onos, then the get is not a get, because it's not his fault, it's an Onos. Zimnin, there'll be cases de Onos, that really it was an Onos. And the get is not a get, and she's an Eishes Ish. The Omra, but these Prutzois are going to say, lo Onos, no. It wasn't an Onos, he could have come back, he chose not to come back, the get is valid, we're divorced, and we can go and get married to somebody else. V'ozli u'mintzva, they're going to go and marry someone else. V'nimtza get bottle, and in truth it's going to become apparent that this get was not a get, because he was Onos, and then she got married to somebody else as a Eishes Ish, u'boneo mamzerim, and her children will be mamzerim. And therefore Rava said that we're not going to accept the claim of Onos ever. If somebody makes a condition by get, then the only factor is, was the condition, did it happen, did it not happen? If he said, if I don't come back by certain dates, the get is valid, he came back, he didn't come back. Why he didn't come back, if it was Onos or not Onos, is not something we're prepared to consider, says Rava. Asks the Gemara, but I don't understand. In the whole Torah we know, and it's learnt out from a pasuk, from Vulunaru Loisase Dovor, that Onos is a biblically valid and recognized claim. It's not my fault. Can it be that a concept that minat Torah we recognize Onos? And therefore minat Torah, if the reason he didn't come back was Onos, it's a good excuse, and the get is not valid. Lo have a get. And just because you're concerned about the Tznuis and the Prutzois, Rava says we don't care about Onos, and we're going to say the get is a good get. Sharinon Eishes Ish La'am, you're going to let this person, this woman, who min ha'Torah is still considered married, because min ha'Torah, if he didn't come back, it was Onos, it's a valid excuse, and the get is not valid, and she's an Eishes Ish. And you're going to say, no, she can get married? Says the Gemara, in. Yes, indeed. You can ask me how? Just because of svara, logic, you're going to undermine the fact that she's an Eishes Ish. How can you do that? Says the Gemara, we have a rule. Kol de Mekadish, anyone who's Mekadish, who marries a woman, adata de Rabbonon Mekadish. He does it that based and upon the conditions of what the Chachomim determine. Vafki'inu Rabbonon Nekidushim Minei. And the Chachomim will say that this type of get, where even though it was Onos, but he said that if I don't come back within a certain amount of time, the get is valid, and he didn't come back, the Chachomim, they nullified the Kiddushin. They said from this point on, we'll soon see if it was from this point on or not, but at this point we're going to assume that the Chachomim said that it's as if you were never married. Amale Ravina le Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, Tinach Kaddish Bekaspo, one of the ways to do a Kiddushin to get married is by giving a woman money. What we would call today the value of the ring, giving her a ring. So you're going to say that you got married with money, and then the Chachomim undo the Kiddushin. Okay, so it's as if you just gave her a gift. It's as if you were never married. And it's as if you were never married, then there's no need for a get. And then you can marry somebody else. But one of the ways, we're going to see this in Maseches Kiddushin, one of the ways to actually do the Kiddushin, not the Nisuin, the Kiddushin, is Babia, is actually by having relations. What are the Chachamim going to say? It's not, you didn't give her a gift. You had relations together. Ma'ika l'meima. How can you undo that? Says the Gemara, yes. Shavu rabbonu lebi'ilos bilaznus. The Chachamim have the power to say that the bila, the relations that they had at the beginning, what they thought it was for Kiddushin, if later on there's a get with this condition, and the condition wasn't done because of Onos, and the Rabbonon undid the Kiddushin, it's as if this person said at the beginning, it's adat de Rabbonon, it's dependent on what the Rabbonon say. The Rabbonon say yes. It's later going to be apparent that that bia rishoina, that Kiddushin, bia was bi'ilaz nus, it was like a bia outside of marriage, and there was never a Kiddushin, and therefore she can get married to somebody else. And that is what Rava in the first version of this of the Gemara holds, that when it comes to Gittin, there is no claim of Onus. And in Mirza Hashem, in the next Gemara, we're going to learn a different version of Rava, who says the opposite, who says that by Gittin there is a claim of Onus, and we're going to go through these three sources that we had here, we're going to go through them, but from the opposite angle, and we're going to see that in the next Gemara.